In October of 1955, Reuters Moscow newswire was crackling. A painter of genius has been discovered in the United States. Exhibitors and millionaires are stumbling all over each other, trying to buy up the paintings of this remarkable artist, end quote. The artist subject of the story was a Baltimorean. She had grown up in poverty, literally at the animal level in Liberia, and had gone on to become a media celebrity. She was to be seen on national television, including The Gary Moore Show and The Tonight Show, and her vivid and colorful abstractions were being viewed by huge crowds in galleries all over America and Europe and as far away as Australia. The artist and subject of all this fame was a chimpanzee named Betsy, who dwelt unrepentantly and in blissful ignorance of her fame at the Baltimore Zoo. Betsy was the brainchild of Baltimore Zoo director Arthur Watson, who insisted throughout the entire caper that Betsy's finger painting was a major contribution to art. Betsy was, Watson insisted, not only expert but prolific. She would turn out 4 or 5 saleable paintings in half an hour, end quote. Betsy's career started by chance. One afternoon at the zoo, Watson explained, she was watching Dr. Tom, another chimpanzee, trying to paint. I was experimenting, looking to see what a chimpanzee might turn out by way of finger painting. Dr. Tom wasn't interested. Suddenly, Betsy grabbed the magenta jar and began to eat the paint. She apparently liked it, because then she ate the chrome yellow. She began smearing her finger around some of the other colors on the canvas, and a great art career was born. And Betsy began turning out her paintings one after the other, all of which were hungrily grabbed up by collectors, end quote. At the time of her death on February 10th, 1960, it was estimated that Betsy had earned more than $750. Not bad for a monkey.